This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, Matt Gromley makes the pitch. It's a ground ball straight to Brian. He throws it to first. Suzuki rounds the bases. He gets a green light on third.
Belly. On his horse, rounding third on the way to the plate.
Back at the wall, Jumpson makes the catch.
And Javi's running back to his home with Craig chasing him.
Oh, and it's chopped down the first baseline. Here comes Cody sprinting for home, and he makes it, winning the Cubs the game 4-3 against the Atlanta Braves.
The plate, they're going to win the tag.
Safe! He's going home, and the throw, it's not in time. Suzuki is safe back home. It's his first in the park.
He robbed a home run. What an amazing play.
And here comes the team to celebrate. Another win for the Chicago Cubs.
And the Cubs win the World Series!
We're back with more Trista Crick on Sports Radio 670 The Score and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Was that fun to listen to? Not just what you just heard, but the broadcast. I'm Trista Crick. You're listening to 670 The Score after a much needed, much rare these days, Cub victory Sunday. Give me a call, 312-644-6767. My producer got food poisoning today. So Leo is in. I saw Leo on Zoom taking deep breaths before we went on the air. And I'm like, man, I don't think Leo was ready when he came in today to talk about what we decided to talk about. But he's doing a great job. So if you call in, don't give Leo a hard time. We've got a great show today. We're going to break down the Cubs win a little bit. More importantly, let's talk about what the Cubs should do moving forward, because I don't care. Honestly, today's outcome mattered zero to me, literally. I was very optimistic. Last time I came on the air, we talked about it's Gemini season. It's the heat of the summer. That's when the bats warm up. And then the bats outside of today really just have not warmed up a lot. So I think there are some changes that need to be made, which we will talk about next segment and the segment following. DeMar DeRozan, by the way, traded to the Sacramento Kings in a three-team deal. We will spend the rest of the show on the Bulls and how they've done this offseason. I've got so many things to say. Just like big picture, granular, I could go on all day. AK, the Reinsdorfs, there's just so much to dissect. Nick Friedel, by the way, will be joining us, Odyssey Insider, at 5:25 to tell us what he thinks about the DeRozan trade, what happens next, where the Bulls are, generally speaking, right now. But I want to take a couple of minutes to just savor and acknowledge an extraordinary day for any girl or young woman who was a sports fan, is a sports fan, and grew up, or women my age and older who grew up watching sports. Today is something really important, a historic time, because the Cubs today had the first all-female broadcast team in history for the Cubs. One of the only times it's happened in the history of Major League Baseball as a whole. That is freaking insane and historic. And to listen to those little girls come in on the intro, it kind of made me, I'm like one of those people who never cry. I kind of shed a little tear listening to those girls do play by play. Beth Mowins, Elise Menaker, Taylor McGregor, they were the first all-female broadcast booth in the history of the Cubs. Huge moment. Beth was on play-by-play, Elise was on color and the analyst role. Taylor was on-field reporting, which she does so well. And then, which I didn't really piece together until I was watching pregame, I'm like, oh, wow, I get to come on following the Cubs live on SER. The first female play-by-play announcer in MLB history was Jenny Kavnar in 2024, by the way, by the Oakland A's. And at the Score, let's be real, we're very lucky. We're very lucky to have a lot of talented women on this channel and on this network. Layla Rahimi, who I love a lot, very smart, multifaceted, firecracker. You've got Alyssa Brigamini, who also deserves a lot of credit. And there's a lot of other women who work tirelessly to make the Score a leader in sports radio. So I am super pumped to be on here today. Also, by the way, this is a station that over 30 years ago had Julie Swieka, one of the first full-time on-air female sports radio talents in the nation. So the fact that women play a prominent role on today's Score is a testament to Mitch Rosen, a testament to Ryan Porth, and the others who make it a very comfortable, fun environment for women to be in, and the ecosystem feels very cozy. So thank you to all to keep this station authentic and forward-thinking, and thank you to the fans who listen and never give us a hard time and support and embrace the authenticity and the difference in thinking that we have. And my sincere hope on a day like today is that somebody that's listening, some girl, some young woman, will listen to the show and watch this broadcast and realize that sports is just no longer a series of closed doors, no longer a series of glass ceilings. If you're smart, if you're entertaining, if you're dedicated, and of course, if you're lucky, because luck is so much a part of it, you may one day be them sitting in a booth, getting paid to talk about your favorite team, giving a guy like Leo a hard time when he's breathing deep breaths of anxiety in his little Star Wars t-shirt on Zoom, on his phone, when he has no tripod. Just so good. Like, it's just a fun day. And that's a moment I think we're celebrating. And I'm dead ass serious. I got a little verklempt. I got a little wispy-eyed, a little teary-eyed, channeling 10-year-old Trista Crick with my basketball shorts on underneath my jeans, like at all times, wearing my Penny Hardaway sneakers in 1997, ready to play basketball anytime. I'm sure my mom is listening. She called me to ask me when I was going on. She's proud, I'm sure. She's got production notes aplenty, because that's the kind of strong, brilliant, hardworking woman that she is as well. And I'm proud to be here following the first all-female broadcast booth in Cubs history. So thank you. Thank you for having me, and on to the Cubs. Woo! We get a win, baby! We got a win, baby! Those have been hard to find, right? Cubs improve to 25-21 at Wrigley with a 5-0 win over the Angels. They take 2 of 3 from the Angels, only their third series win in their last 16 series. Spike in St. Petersburg is going to have to wait, because I know he be calling too early. I know Spike. Spike came over from the fan, so he's going to have to sit tight. Here's my quick and dirty takeaway. First and foremost, great starting pitching early. I actually, if you want to know the truth, took a couple of Angels home run props, because Hayden Wesneski has been giving up the long ball, but no, not today, baby. He was on fire. 6 1/3 innings of one hit ball with only one walk. Can't ask for better than that. Really, you cannot. And he did it with incredible control as well. Only one strikeout, which means Cubs defense was also very good as they fielded everything in sight, which also has not always been the case this year. Also one of those games where everything goes well for the pitching, outstanding starting pitching. You had solid relief. You had timely hitting. You have 5 runs on only 7 hits. We kind of have to like at least acknowledge that 7 hits is probably not ideal, right? Like five runs on 7 hits. We'll take the 5 runs. Could increase the hits. Dansby Swanson, he gets a hit to break his 0-for-24 slump. This is after he went 0-for-3 with three strikeouts yesterday. His ninth multi-strikeout game in his last 16 starts for Dansby Swanson. Yikes. Dansby Swanson in danger of falling below the Mendoza line. And I was looking at the nerd stats, a.k.a. WRC+, which there's like no way to say that smoothly. Just basically where you fall in line with the average MLB player. 100 is average. He's 77 right now, which is seventh worst in all of baseball among qualified hitters. So Dansby Swanson, very talented player, needs to turn things around. And today he took steps in doing that. He hit the ball hard. He had solid at-bats. And so I think Dansby Swanson just might be turning some things around. Chris Morel, by the way, who was hitting below the Mendoza line, he got a hit. That's also a good sign. He now has a three-game hitting streak. My man's got to cut down. I call him Mushroom. He needs to cut down on the whiffs as well. He's whiffed 13 of his last 30 at-bats. Michael Busch, ooh, he's been a bright spot. He had a home run. That's encouraging. He's gone deep only once in the previous 16 games. Last 12, he's also struck out 18 times in the last 43 at-bats. So bottom line is this. That's good stuff. Beating the Angels, winning a series, that's what you want. Three of four games, best four-game stretch since April 26th. Leo, that's not good, is it? That's not good. No, it's not. They improved to 25 and 21 at the friendly confines. That is the fifth most home wins in the entire National League. So there's things, there's bright spots that we can kind of at least latch onto as a fan base. But the issue is it was against the Angels, which are basically the Sacramento A's, the Vegas A's, the whatever you want to call them A's. They are the third worst team in the American League. This is a series, of course, they should win. The fact that they lost one of those games in a shutout loss is pretty disgusting. However, I don't want to be a Debbie Downer. Let's not be sad. The Cubs are winning games. And that's something that we have to at least acknowledge when it happens, because otherwise we're curmudgeons and otherwise we have nothing good in our lives to look forward to. When they win, that's good. That's what matters. But it does not change the facts on the ground and what should happen moving forward, which we will talk about next segment. Colton Brewer breaking his hand because he's so frustrated at how bad he was. Not great. Punches the dugout wall. Now goes the 60-day IL, rough. Kyle Hendricks leaving in two innings with back tightness, also ruh-roh. So to me, I will be more impressed if they get a game or two from the Orioles, because the Orioles are the gold standard in terms of who you want to be, especially when you go to the crib, when you go to Camden Yards, one of the more raucous places to play. So one of the best teams in the AL. Camden, by the way, I just went to. The other day, it was so hot. Oh my goodness. But they have some good ice cream there, boy. They have some hand-packed ice cream. Love me some Camden. So if you are a Cubs fan, head over to Camden Yards and watch that series for sure. You said do we still have someone on the line? All right, let's go to Spike out in St. Petersburg. What's up, Spike? You're on the score.
Well, first of all, tip my cap to Mama Crick and tip my cap. I got two daughters and two granddaughters, and this is long overdue. And I'm tipping my cap to Caitlin and Angel, too. The women waited way too long. And this, I watched the last couple of innings of the Cubs game, and the starter was out by then. And it's wonderful, but it's just too late, but better late than never. So, Mama Crick, you raised a good one there, and the women are going to take over, and it's a great day. It really is a great day. Just long overdue, which pisses me off a little bit, but I'll live with that. So I just want to say hello to you, let everyone know how good you are, and you girls go get them. And you Chicago fans, tip your cap to DeMar DeRozan when he comes back. One of the great all-time closers in the history of the NBA. You agree?
I do, Spike. I think the thing that's really interesting, because I know you're a New York man and you're a fan of those New York teams, there's so much when you look at the Cubs that reminds me of the mindset of the Yankees, except for they don't have Aaron Judge. They don't have that one marquee player that they can put all of the franchise on his back, that they have to kind of rely on a lot of smoke and mirrors to push the agenda on what they want to do. Spike is gone. Spike's gone. Spike can't agree or disagree, but if he was here still, I think he'd agree. Like I said, the Cubs might right now, boy, they have a hitting problem. Guys who have hit above 270 on the Cubs, in 2016, the Cubs had 16 guys. Today, there's just one guy. Six guys. In 2016, there were six guys. In 2024, just one guy. So it's tough. In the last few years, we've had some abysmal, some anemic hitting, and of course it gets worse with runners in scoring position as well. The NerdStat WRC Plus drops to 69 with with runners in scoring position, which is 29th in Major League Baseball, 186 batting average, which is 30th in Major League Baseball, and 28th in ISO. So we've got a good show. I think we should talk a little bit more about what the Cubs should do at the deadline, because there's a lot of hoopla on the Score and on the Athletic and on all these different media outlets about should the Cubs buy, should the Cubs sell, should they stay put. And to me, I feel like it's not even a question, baby. I don't even know why this is a debate. If you go into the details and the logic and where we're at as a whole, I feel like it's kind of a no-brainer, especially considering who's going to be selling at the deadline this year and what that means for the Cubs. Again, this is Trista Crick on the Score, 670 the Score. We're talking Cubs. Drop me a line, 312-644-6767. What do you want the Cubs to do at the deadline? Is the season over, or does this win against the Angels give you hope? You know, I'm just kidding. 312-644-6767. We'll be back right after this.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
We're back with more Trista Crick on Sports Radio 670 The Score, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Show on 670 The Score. We are talking Cubs right now. Drop me a line, 312-644-6767. Big win. It was against the Angels, no Mike Trout, but still, win's a win at the crib. Weather, I think, in Chicago is the best that it is in the entire country right now. Everywhere else, I think it's heat advisory, so that's all good. All week, there's been a debate about what the Cubs should do at the deadline. We just kind of gave a little bit of an overview on how that game went. But to me, I was optimistic. I'm somebody who does not want to throw in the towel too early, because I think being a pessimist and a skeptic and a cynic is not good for your mental health. And as a fan, I don't think it's good for your mental health either. And so last time I came on, I said, let's just give it time. Because last August, this Cubs team was hotter than fish grease. So maybe what we've seen early on in this season is not really indicative of who this Cubs team is. And I would like to say I was wrong about that. I think my optimism 1 month later has waned. It is now July, and things have really not gotten better in terms of the bullpen or in terms of the hitting. So there's been a lot of debate on what the Cubs should do at the deadline. At one point, I thought that the Cubs should be buyers. Maybe the Mets, you could feed off of them and grab someone like Pete Alonso. Pete Alonso is no longer an available player. The Mets have caught fire, and the Cubs have continued to stay underwater. So that would have been the only moves that I would have recommended. But to me, as much as I think about this and I listen and read others, I say to myself, why is this even a topic, by the way? Like, why? By the way, Shota was just named to the All-Star roster. Leo just let me know. So congratulations to Shota. That's huge. But I think in general, the Cubs ownership and management and fans, mostly Jed Hoyer, needs to come to terms on who this team really is, what the payroll situation looks like, and what they have in their farm system. Like I said, a month ago, I was optimistic. I thought that this team could turn things around, but I see it much more clearly now. The Cubs don't just need to be sellers. The Cubs need to be sellers, but the Cubs don't need to just be sellers and think about retooling. Chicago is the, and these big market cities are the kings of, we can't really tear things down. We have to just retool on the fly because we sell a lot of tickets. And I think that's BS. But I think the Cubs need to fully tear things down. Tear it down. You've got an incredible farm system, one of the best farm systems in all of Major League Baseball. And when you are not even a competitive team, not even a slightly competitive team, you can't even make a wild card spot. I think you need to take a hard look in the mirror. And as much as buying at the deadline or staying put at the deadline might seem like you still have hope, I think it is hope fraught with disappointment that's coming right around the corner, which is when your team continues to show who they are and you haven't gotten anything to show for that in a deadline with not a lot of sellers. I don't know if that's the smartest move. And I want to go into it more at the top of the hour, because we've got really weird segment short things going on. And so you can't really get quite into rhythm, but we're going to get it. So to add stars, I think it would cost you just so much more than this team is willing to spend, and also hamstring your team long-term. And that's key. Do not hamstring your team long-term considering what this team is. So we need to take a hard look at what they are. And at the top of the break, at the top of the hour, we will do that. Trista Crick here on 670 The Score, 312-644-6767. Have you come to terms with the fact that this Cubs team needs to be completely torn down and reborn like a phoenix from the ashes? Let me know. 312-644-6767. And we'll be back at the top of the hour right after this. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.